You Jews are aggressors, they tell me. I explain that when creating a country in the land of Israel, we were returning to the location that was ours historically. This is where the ancient Jewish kingdom was, and after its destruction, Jews have been living there continuously for 2,000 years. No, that's not what I am talking about, they say. In your own Torah, it is written that you, after leaving Egypt, by force, took this land from the natives who were living there. You have committed genocide against the local population. You are aggressors. Well, if you refer to our Torah, then let's look at the history it describes. Noah had three sons who, after the flood, went to live in different parts of the world. Shem went to the Middle East. From him came the Semitic people. The Bible came to English through Greek language, in which sound sh does not exist. That's why all sh became s. Therefore, Shem became Sim, and hence Semitic nations. The second son of Noah, Ham, went to Africa. And the third, Yafet, went to Europe. The first Jew, Abraham, was a descendant of Shem. He was a Semite. He was born in Mesopotamia. Then he moved to Haran, which is modern-day Syria, and from there to the land of Israel, which, of course, back then was not called that yet. This is all Shem's territory. Abraham bought the city of Hebron from Ephron, who was also from a Semitic nation. There, in the land of Israel, lived the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, Yitzchak, Yaakov, which is Jacob, and their children. They lived in this territory, sharing it with their Semitic neighbors. Then their family moved to Egypt, where they were enslaved. 2 centuries later, the Jews were freed from slavery and they returned to their land. But while they were away, this territory was conquered by African tribes. It was called Land of Canaan because the people of Canaan lived there. And Canaan is a descendant of Ham. Canaan's neighbors were also black nations from Africa, as were Philistines or biblical Palestinians. Jews wanted to reclaim their homeland that was conquered by foreigners. This is something similar to European Jews who survived the Holocaust, and when they returned home, they saw that during the war, others have settled in their homes. Unlike Jews who survived concentration camps, here the Jews had an army. But before starting a war, Jews offered the invaders a peace treaty on one condition: if they would commit to living according to the 7 Noahide laws. The 7 Noahide laws are the principles that today consider to be a basic code of moral behavior. Prohibition of murder, prohibition of theft, prohibition of adultery, and so on. Could you live among people who do not follow these rules? These demands of the Jews were absolutely reasonable and minimal. But African invaders refused. And then the Jews began their military operations. Aggressors? Hardly.